There are a lot of unique temples in India in terms of architecture, in terms of linking the structure of the architecture to astronomical events, and the placement of those temples in particular longitude or latitude. And also there are certain temples where the sun's rays fall at a particular spot, and there are places where the idol changes color for five times a day. I shall be podcasting on each of these temples in the coming podcast. Now we will attend to one important temple. Now in India, there are, in the world, if you look at the world, there are 20 world spiritual sites in the same latitude, out of which seven belong to Hinduism. Now we have Chidambaram is the geomagnetic center of the universe, and it is located in Tamil Nadu. And in the northern latitude, 72 degrees 41 minutes, you find five Shiva temples. Now we have one more interesting. Let me begin with this. The Somnath temple, located in Gujarat, is the first Jyotirlinga Kshetra of Shiva. Jyotirlinga is the place the Shiva is reputed to have manifested himself in the form of fire. This temple is situated at such a place that there is no land in a straight line between Somnath seashore until Antarctica. That means from the place where the spot from where the stamba, that means a column, is erected, there is no landmass lies in between this stamba to Antarctica. An inscription in Sanskrit is found in the Banastampa. This is called arrow pillar, erected on the sea protection wall. The Banastampa mentions that it stands at a point on the Indian landmass that is the first point on land in the north to south pole at that particular longitude. I had earlier written that Shiva is mentioned only in passing in the Vedas, but is referred to constantly in Tamil literature, calling Shiva as the unborn elder. And he is recorded as having founded the Tamil language with Subramanya, and Daksha, whose wife was married to Shiva, hid from Shiva in Antarctica. And India in Antarctic Circle and Daksha in underground tunnel in Antarctica, I will be speaking on a separate podcast later. Now to coming to this issue of this temple. As I said earlier, this temple, from this Somnath temple, from this column towards Atlantica, Antarctica, there is no landmass at all. And for people who are interested to know, who might be interested to know, Gajini Mohammed has destroyed this temple 18 times. Why he has destroyed, I shall get back later in another podcast. Somnath temple is situated on the seashore of the Arabian Sea, on the western corner of the Indian subcontinent in Gujarat state. The pilgrimage is one of the oldest and finds its reference in the earliest texts in Skanda Purana, Srimad Bhagavata and Shiva Purana. The hymn from Rig Veda mentions Sri Someswar along with the immense pilgrimage centers like Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati. This is a very holy site. Regarding the other aspects of Somnath, I shall be podcasting in a later podcast. This temple is located in Gujarat. In this temple is open between live darshan is between 7 p.m. and 7 p.m. is the aarti is being done. And the nearby place by flight, nearby airport to Somnath is Diu, which is 90 km away from Somnath city. The airport is connected to Mumbai. International travelers have to get connecting flights from Mumbai International Airport, which is at a distance of 890 kilometers from Somnath. Mumbai is well linked to all main cities in India and many cities abroad by train. Somnath is well connected to other major cities of the country through regular trains. By bus, one can easily get regular buses to Somnath from other main cities of the country, especially in Gujarat. You can go and have a visit and darshan of Somnath and wonder about the exquisite culture and enjoy the spiritual calm that descends.